Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Police are looking for a man they say is behind a string of sexual assaults in and around Center City over the past few weeks. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
The consistency in descriptions and locations lead Captain Margot Eileen Parker to believe the same man sexually assaulted at least five women between July 18th and Sunday.
Very brazen individual, somebody that we definitely would like to get off the streets.
Three of the assaults happened this past weekend. Saturday morning around 8:15 a.m. near 16th and Waverly, police say the suspect groped a woman over her shoulder. Then Sunday around 1 a.m. by 15th and Waverly, they say he assaulted a woman walking to her car. Then around 12:30 Sunday afternoon, the suspect allegedly assaulted a woman trying to enter her home near Webster and Catherine Streets in the Schuylkill neighborhood. Those three assaults line up with ones from July 18th and 19th. Around 6:40 a.m. on the 18th, police say the suspect came up from behind to assault a woman walking her dog by 19th and Spruce. The next day, just before 3:15 a.m., police say he assaulted a woman trying to enter her apartment near 20th and Delancey. Captain Eileen Parker says all the attacks resembled each other.
He came up behind him and groped him in all the instances. In some instances, things may have went a little further.
At SVU, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A new Associated Press poll shows that the vast majority of adults in the country are stressed out about high prices of groceries. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from South Philadelphia.
According to the AP poll, 53% of adults in the country consider the cost of groceries to be a major source of stress. That means close to 9 in 10 people are at least somewhat stressed about the prices. Barb stopped by an Acme here in South Philly because the store has a senior discount on Tuesdays. While she says they are comfortable financially, they're very careful with what they put in their cart.
And then there were some things that we didn't buy because they weren't on sale. And just the prices of some of the fresh fruits and vegetables are just very, very scary.
And like others, Barb is also buying more store brand items to save a little bit. Now, after groceries, the poll showed that the cost of housing was a source of at least some stress for the majority of people, 74%. Also high on the list of stressors, the amount of money people are making and able to put away, and the cost of health care. In South Philly, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Eagle star running back Saquon Barkley was surprised to find himself on the list for President Trump's new Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition because he had already turned it down.
Was definitely a little shocked when my name was mentioned.
Barkley says he declined because it would be too time-consuming.
A couple months ago, it was brought to my team about the council. I felt like, going to be super busy. Me and my family thought probably it's best interest to not accept that.
The list includes several athletes who have supported Trump. Barkley played golf with Trump at his club in New Jersey in April. Barkley said he accepted the offer out of respect for the office and that he had also played golf with former President Obama. A Philly mom has struck a chord with her group that helps new parents save money on baby items. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams caught up with the founder of the Baby Gear Group.
Research shows families spend about $20,000 on average in the first year for baby items. And not only are the items always evolving, babies quickly outgrow them. Bo Zhao is a Philly mom and founder of the Baby Gear Group. She says when she had her daughter in 2018, she was overwhelmed.
I wasn't sure what I really needed, and I made purchase mistakes, wasted money.
That $1,400 bassinet, she didn't like to sleep in it. The $200 swing with all the bells and whistles? Nope, didn't like that either. Not to mention her baby's intolerance of the $1,000 luxury stroller.
I found myself wishing that there was a way where I could try gear out. I could use it for as long as I needed it. And then when I was done, it would just magically disappear.
Her group offers monthly memberships and a la carte rentals, providing a library-style service that delivers the gear. Learn more at thebabygeargroup.com. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.